Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, Text 15. Shri Narada Uvacha Etavad Brahmana Yoktva Vivarama Maha Matahi Tam Sanibarcha Kupitaha Sudino Raja Sevakaha Sri Narada Vacha Etavad Brahmana Yoktva Virarama Mahamatihi Tamsani Bhartya Kupita Sudino Rajasevakaha Sri Narada Vacha Etavad Brahmana Yoktva Virarama Mahamatihi Tamsani Bhartya Kupita Sudino Rajasevakaha Sri Narada Vacha Etavad Brahmana Yoktva Virarama Mahamatihi Tamsani Bhartya Kupita Sudino Rajasevakaha Sri Narada Vacha Avad Brahmana Yuktva Virama Mahamitihi Tamsani Bhartya Kupita Inaraja Sevaka Sri Narada Vacha Avad Brahmana Yuktva Rama Mamamati Tamsani Bhartya Kupita Rajasevaka Srinara Vacha Siptva Rama Mahamati Vasya Kupita Narata Sevaka Vaishnavis Sri Narada Vacha Etavad Brahmana Yoktva Virarama Mahamatihi Tamsani Bhartya Vikupita Sudino Rajasevaka Sri Narada Vacha Etavad Brahmana Yuktva Virarama Mahamatihi Tamsani Bhartya Kupita Vidino Rajasevaka. Sri Narada Vacha. Narada Muni said, Etavat, this much. Brahmanaya, unto the Brahmanas, the sons of Shukracharya. Ukva, speaking. Virarama, became silent. Mahamatihi, Prahlad Maharaj, who possessed great intelligence. Tam, him, Prahlad Maharaj. Sanibhartya, chastising very harshly. Kupitaha, being angry. Sudinaha, poor in thought, or very much aggrieved. Rajasevakaha, the servants of King Hiranyakashipu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The great saint Narada Muni continued, the great soul of Prahlad Maharaj became silent after saying this to his teachers, Shanda and Amarka, the seminal sons of Shukracharya. These so-called brahmanas then became angry at him. Because they were servants of Hiranyakashipu, they were very sorry. And to chastise Prahlad Maharaj, they spoke as follows. Purport. The word Shukra means semen. The sons of Shukracharya were brahmanas by birthright. But an actual brahmana is one who possesses the brahminical qualities. The brahmanas, Shanda and Amarka, being seminal sons of Shukracharya, did not actually possess real brahminical qualifications, for they engaged as servants of Hiranyakashipu. An actual brahmana is very much satisfied to see anyone, not to speak of his disciple, become a devotee of Lord Krishna. Such brahmanas are meant to satisfy the Supreme Master. A brahmana is strictly prohibited from becoming a servant of anyone else, for that is the business of dogs and shudras. A dog must satisfy his master, but a brahmana does not have to satisfy anyone. He is simply meant to satisfy Krishna. Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam. That is the real qualification of a brahmana. Because Shanda and Amarka were seminal brahmanas and had become servants of such a master as Hiranyakashipu, they unnecessarily wanted to chastise Prahlad Maharaj. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Chaturvarnya Maya Shristam Guna Karma Vibhaga Shaha. I have created the system of varnas, and it is by guna, quality, and karma, the nature of one's work, not, by birth. So there are four varnas, brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, sudras. In different parts of the Srimad Bhagavatam, these four varnas are related to the concept of a social body. And the brahmanas, or the intellectuals, or spiritual leaders, are considered to be the head or the brain of the society. The kshatriyas, the military and governmental branch, are considered to be like the arms of the society. They're meant to protect the society. The vaishyas, or the class devoted to economic development, are considered like the belly of society, generating energy for the whole social body. And the sudras, the artisans and laborers, are considered to be like the legs of society, supporting the whole structure. And each of these varnas has a certain way of getting its income. The brahmanas are allowed to accept charity. The kshatriyas are allowed to take taxes and support themselves in that way. The vaishyas are allowed to take some profit from their economic activities. And the sudras are maintained by accepting the position of servants of the other varnas, and they're maintained like that. According to the standards of Vedic culture, the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, and the vaishyas are considered independent in their means of livelihood, whereas the sudras are considered to be dependent in their mode of livelihood. You know, they have to accept a position of servant of someone and take some salary. So, in the age of Kali, these things are a little mixed up. You know, society isn't really arranged like that. But still we can see in any society there are some type of brahmana, some type of kshatriya, some type of vaishya, some type of sudra. So the brahmins especially are meant to exist on charity. Of course, it's said in the Srimad Bhagavatam in that times of difficulty that a brahmana can accept a position as a kshatriya or a vaishya, but should not take up the position of a sudra in normal circumstances. So, Srila Prabhupada arranged the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to facilitate the creation of brahmanas in modern society. He intended to train brahmanas. So the brahmanas are those who have second initiation. But we should also remember that in Vedic culture, the kshatriyas and vaishyas were also given sacred thread. So sometimes we call it brahmana initiation, but in Vedic culture, Kshatriyas, they also took sacred thread, like when Krishna and Balaram were present on earth, they were externally, from the external point of view, from Kshatriya family, Vasudeva and Devaki were members of the royal order. So they sent Krishna to a Gurukula where he was given instruction, how to be a good Kshatriya, and he was given sacred thread. So that sacred thread was given to Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. But they were meant to be independent in their livelihood. So Srila Prabhupada set up the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, especially to train Brahmanas, because there's a great need for that in human society today. She wanted to also introduce training for the other orders as well, but the first thing, there has to be a brain in the society. So he arranged things so that those who are trying to take the position of Brahmanas, they can live without having to be servants of materialists in society. He arranged things so that the society is supported by charitable contributions. The ISKCON Society is supported by charitable contributions, donations for books that the society provides to people, donations for prasadam, donations for festivals, temple worship. So, this is being mentioned by, Srila Prabhupada here, that, Brahmanas, basically they should live on charity as much as possible. So some arrangement for that is there. And what this does is it gives the Brahmanas some independence. They're supposed to speak the absolute truth in society without compromise. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out that Shanda and Amarka, although born as Brahmanas, had accepted a position as the paid priest of Hiranyakashipu. So they'd more or less surrendered their brahminical independence to serve the interest of this materialistic demoniac king. So of course, we have to understand what it means. Like Srila Prabhupada says in here, a Brahmana does not have to satisfy anyone. A Brahman shouldn't be the servant of anyone. But a Brahmana is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jivara Svarupahoy, Krishnaranitya Das. You know, a Brahmana, a true Brahmana is a Vaishnava. You know, it said Brahmana Janatiti Brahma. That means a Brahman should know what Brahman is. And the Param Brahman is Krishna. So that's the highest type of Brahminical knowledge, to know Krishna and be a servant of Krishna and teach others how to serve Krishna. When one takes a sacred thread, one is called Dvija. That means twice born. And then one studies the Vedic literature. And when one knows the conclusions of the Vedic literature, one is called Vipra. A Vipra Brahmana. And a mature Vipra becomes a Vaishnava. You know, so Srila Prabhupada said that becoming a Vaishnava is the postgraduate stage of being a Brahmana. So, a real Brahmana is a Vaishnava, and a Vaishnava is a servant of Krishna. And the Brahmana, a true Brahmana, is also a servant of the devotees of Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was Krishna, acting as a devotee of Krishna, a Brahmana in this world. And he characterized himself as Gopi Bharta Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas, servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada arranged a society of devotees in which devotees can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and serve each other. So he made some arrangements, you know, for that society. You know, there's a governing body commission, there are different authorities and things like that. So a Brahmana in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is not a servant of any materialistic person for the purpose of self-aggrandizement. But the Brahmanas in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are servants of Krishna, servants of the devotees, servants of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So they are interested in, although they don't want try to satisfy the materialistic desires of ordinary materialistic people or satisfy any selfish materialistic desires of their own, they do try to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchate. And they do try to render service to the society in general by giving it transcendental knowledge. You know, that is the duty of a Brahmana. Actually, a real Brahmana is a Vaishnava, Sat Karma Nipano Vipro, Mantra Tantra Visharadaha. A Vaishnava Guru Nasyat, Vaishnava Swapacho Guru. It's stated in the Shastra that you know, somebody may be a Brahmana who is expert in the six kinds of Brahminical activity. And he may know all the mantras, may know all the tantras, but he's not qualified to become a guru, a real teacher, unless he's also a Vaishnava. And that verse makes an amazing statement. Vaishnava swapacho guru. Even a dog eater who becomes a Vaishnava is more qualified to become a spiritual master than an expert Brahmana who isn't a Vaishnava. So that's a very radical statement. Now, the six activities of a Brahmana are patana patana, yajana yajana, dana pratigraha. So patana means to study the Vedic literature, and patana means to teach the conclusions of the Vedic literature to society. So, you know, myself, I'm mostly engaged in that. Patana patana. Study and teaching, speaking, writing. Then there's yajana yajana. You know, performing worship and sacrifice, yajnas, for the benefit of others and teaching others the same. So there are some Brahmana devotees who are very expert in performing yajnas, performing the activities of deity worship for the benefit of society, and they instruct others how to do that as well. And then there's dana. The Brahmanas, they don't accumulate money for themselves. Whatever they accumulate, they use for the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement. So therefore, they're allowed to accept charity, pratigraha. So some Brahmanas, they're expert in all these six activities. Some focus more on one than another. But these are, you know, the six activities of a Brahmana. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes the personal qualities of a Brahmana, samodamo, taposo cham, chantar arjavam evacha, jnanam vijnanam ashtakyam, brahma karma svabhavajam. So shamo means a Brahmana is peaceful, dhamma means controls the senses, tapa means so austere, saucham means the Brahmana is pure, clean. Chantir means tolerant. You know, there are so many disturbing influences in society. And, you know, we see many people at the slightest provocation, they become very disturbed. So disturbed, they'll burn, they'll kill, they'll become violent. But Brahmana is supposed to be chanti, tolerant. Arjavam means honest. That's a very rare quality in society today. Many people will cheat just to get an extra penny. So the Brahmins are meant to be honest. Jnanam, they should be knowledgeable in the shastras, even knowledgeable about material subjects that are useful in devotional service. See that Srila Prabhupada was very knowledgeable about all different aspects of human activity. Vijnana, especially they should be knowledgeable about the absolute truth, realized transcendental knowledge. Then astikyam means they should be very religious, following the religious principles. So those are the activities and the personal qualities of the brahmanas. And Srila Prabhupada was very interested in creating brahmanas in the Western world, because society needs a head, it needs a brain to guide it. So that's what the brahmanas are supposed to do. And they are meant to live, if possible, you know, independently, taking charitable contributions from society. We see examples of that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sudama Brahmana, you know, for example, he was living as a Brahmana, just accepting a little charity. Of course, his wife was a little concerned that the charity wasn't enough. He didn't really care so much, but his wife convinced him to go see Lord Krishna, who had been a fellow student of his at Gurukula. So he went to Lord Krishna bearing some little gift of chipped rice. And Krishna gave him great opulence. He didn't want it, but Krishna gave it to him. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Chaimam Vahamyaham, I will take care of my devotees. I will provide what they need to perform their devotional service. So a devotee, Brahmana, will have, you know, that faith. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes. Rabindranath Prabhu?
Mentioned how a Brahman isn't a servant of anybody, mentioned that in the purport. But what about devotees, like household devotees in the Krishna conscious movement who have ordinary jobs?
Well, I said in Kali Yuga things are a little bit mixed up. You know, society isn't really properly arranged, you know, to support, you know, brahmanas. And if one is in a, I mean, it's possible for some householders to be supported by the charitable contributions that come to ISKCON. Some householders are maintained like that. You know, we have our society. It's supported by charitable contributions from the people in general. And it's possible for the society to maintain brahmacharis and brahmacharinis and some householders who are willing to do brahminical service and live very simply and austerely. You know, that opportunity is there to some extent. But for others who are living outside, you know, the temple communities and who have to, you know, who have, you know, accepted second initiation and who are not living directly within the temple communities and being supported by them, it can be a challenge to try to maintain oneself in a Brahminical fashion. Now, I've seen examples of householders who are, you know, able to do that, you know, by selling prasadam or, you know, teaching, or, you know, maybe teaching yoga, or, you know, something like, in other words, there are ways in which householders can maintain themselves in a fashion that is more or less Brahminical. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada said if a householder Brahmana cannot maintain themselves as a Brahmana, they can accept a position as a Kshatriya, you know, and it's part of the government, for example, there are government jobs and that are maintained by the taxes coming from the people. And then there's also having one's own business so that one can maintain some independence in that way. But it's the age of Kali, and it's things are topsy-turvy. So maybe some devotees who are Brahminically initiated, who are householders, who have to live outside the temple communities and support themselves, they may have to take up some ordinary employment. Archita?
Thank you, Prabhu, for a very nice class. As you said, in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to practice Varnashram as it was practiced previously. So in this age, the emphasis is on Daivi Varnashram. And the Daivi part comes from following the principles and chanting Hare Krishna. So if a householder can do that, if you can maintain yourself by whatever means and you follow the regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna a prescribed number of rounds, then, you know, you can't find fault with such a person. How can you fault such a person?
Yeah.
Even if they're a second initiated, and they may have to take what apparently is a sudra occupation, in meaning that they have a boss. But who doesn't have a boss? Even if you have your own business, your clients are your boss. They tell you what to do, when to do it, and you better do it, otherwise you don't have a client anymore. So everybody has a boss in Kali Yuga. No matter what kind of business you think you're in, you have a boss. So the important part in Kali Yuga is the Daivi part. You have to chant Hare Krishna following the regulative principles. And if you can do that, then whatever profession that you do, obviously we don't take certain professions. You can't be a butcher and be a brahmana. You can't do that. But if we notice, in India, the Brahminical class, because they're a little more intelligent, they degenerated to the point of just using that intelligence to make money only. That's it. But Prabhupada used to say, making money is not bad. You give some of that money to Krishna conscious activities. So yes, make money, follow the principles, chant Hare Krishna, and who can fault such a life?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Just once I was in India, in South India, and I was, you know, I met a Brahmin, a South Indian Brahmin, and he was just explaining how, yeah, because he has a job, you know, as a scientist or an engineer or something like that. And he said, you know, up to the time of his grandfather, it was possible for the brahmanas to maintain themselves as brahmanas, you know, by performing yajnas and doing that. You know, but then after a certain point, you know, the social structure had broken down so much that it wasn't any longer possible to do that. So then they had to, he said, then they had to start taking these other kinds of positions. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.